This is the Texas Standard. I'm Nathan Bernier in for David Brown. If you'd gotten a time machine and traveled back 100 years to towns across Texas, you would find in them tiny worlds of fantasy, places where you could go to get out of the heat. And for a dime or for a nickel, you could watch a double feature and zone out and escape reality. These movie houses had the blinking lights, the marquee outside telling you what's going on. But with the rise of television, a lot of them went dark. This year, one of those historic theaters in Texas is about to hit the century mark. I'm talking about the Paramount Theater in Austin. And like a lot of theaters, it almost didn't make it this far. But three men, John Bernadoni, Charles Eckerman, and Stephen Scott, stepped in with plans to restore the theater back to its former glory. So joining me now is John Bernadoni. Thanks for your time, John.
That's my pleasure to be here.
Tell me about the Paramount, how it almost didn't survive.
Well, I was a senior at UT in 1971, and that's when the idea was hatched to see if it could be turned back into a performing arts center, in essence. And after talking to people and doing research and getting out in the community, and I would talk to anybody. I talked to the Brownies. Anybody that would listen to me, I talked to them. And I was told that it was there was a very good possibility it was going to be torn down for a Holiday Inn on Wow. Congress Avenue in the state capitol.
How do you stop that from happening?
I made a lot of noise. I know how to get in front of people. I'd wave my hands. I would do anything it took to get their attention, wake them up, shock them, trick photography showing the building torn down. I mean, whatever it took to get their attention. And then little by little by little, the steamroller started to unfold, and then people reconsidered.
Why were you so passionate about it?
Well, I had a background in theater. And so, I mean, that's my nature. I used to go to the Majestic Theater in San Antonio when I was a kid. I'm from San Antonio, which is about twice the size of the Paramount. I mean, these places are unreal. I mean, they're a fabric of American society. You know, they actually may be the most important building in the entire city to dispense with the Capitol and so forth, because they were the hub, the heartbeat of entertainment. And I'm Italian. I'm a very passionate guy, you know, and, you know, between the two and the fact that they were going to tear this thing down after seeing it, I went, no, they're not going to do that.
Do you think enough is being done to preserve the theaters, the historic theaters across Texas?
Well, you know, I there's no question but that after the carnage of the 70s, when they were being torn down left and right, including all three in Houston, the progressive city of the world, one of them became the Houston Post parking lot. At that time, they were going down left and right. These were all buildings. They were all buildings, which meant crappy buildings, which meant had no value, and they were in the way. But after this first wave of us around the country sort of started getting this going, then in many, many communities who woke up and realized what they had something that I like to think of as the Paramount, is if you find the Hope Diamond and it's in the mud, you pick it up and you clean it and you brighten it. You don't try to find another Hope Diamond because there isn't one. And that's the case with the Plaza in El Paso and the Majestic in San Antonio and the Perot Theater and the Grand Opera House in Galveston, Texas, which is stunning. And theaters around the country started to snap to it, wake up. The community started to get behind it. Didn't want to lose them anymore.
John Bernadoni is a veteran producer who was the creator and founder of the effort to restore the Paramount Theater in Austin. John, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.